One, two, three, four.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome back to Song Salad, episode 92, part 2. If you haven't listened to part 1, go back and listen to part 1, or else this won't make any sense. And now, the continuation of episode 92. So I looked at some more examples of acid rock songs.
Yes.
Especially 60s acid rock songs rather than 70s acid rock songs.
Okay.
Things like The Doors' Light My Fire or the song Incense and Peppermints. You know that song?
I don't think so.
Incense and Peppermints. That's okay.
Is it though?
It's by a band called Strawberry Alarm Clock, which is so great.
Oh my God, that's such a good acid name.
I know. And what they have in common, and what a lot of other songs from the 60s and, you know, acid rock songs from this time in general, there's a lot of like really fluty organ going on.
Yeah, like, I know what you're talking about.
You know, that kind of thing. So I'm going to have some like fluty organ. And then also the distortion on the guitars is used as like a sound effect a lot of the time. So rather than just like playing notes, the guitars often just like do scrapes and slides and things to like give a weird environment to the song. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of like echo and reverb and things. And then all the songs, all the tracks just sound very processed with all of these kinds of effects. And I found on the YouTube video for The Doors' Light My Fire, what I think is the best YouTube comment for a song ever.
Ever? Even given some of the ones that we've read aloud on the show before?
Yeah, this is my new favorite.
Okay, hit me.
So, Go Ape Shit 14 wrote...
Good start.
I am a sperm yet to be developed in my dad's undeveloped balls, which is still a sperm in his dad's balls, and I like this song.
Whoa. Whoa.
What is that? And why does it have 486 upvotes to become the number one comment on The Doors' Light My Fire?
Because everyone listening to it is tripping, and then everyone reading that comment is tripping except for us.
I love it.
Oh my God.
So in addition to all that I just talked about, I think what might be fun would be doing a kind of like ballady song.
Like what? What's an example of a ballady?
The main example that I'm thinking of is Pink Floyd's "Wish You Were Here."
Okay, I don't think I know that.
It's just very like, I already used the word environmental, but I guess maybe atmospheric is a better word. Just like it's this sort of like soundscape and musicscape of different psychedelic rock kind of effects, but it's definitely slow and drawn out, and the lyrics take their time.
Okay, I can do take your time. So that will contrast completely with what I have found of Cheer Athletics.
Do tell.
They have a lot of, you know, televised and recorded performances. And when we say cheerleading, guys, I don't want you to think about like cheerleaders on a sideline or even like, you know, NFL cheerleaders who are just like shaking pom poms and going like, woo, or in the camera or whatever. This is just highly athletic gymnastic dance teams. Like honestly, like gymnastic dance is like much more accurate than cheerleading. Like they're not cheering for anything.
Right.
And they're not leading anybody. Like they're just dancing. But it's like flips on flips on flips. Like these
so many flips.
These motherfuckers, it's just constant flipping and handsprings and tumbling and throwing into the air and flipping around. Like, I watched this one where, so, okay, so you know how, like, there'll be like a group of people and they'll like shoot someone up to like stand on their hands. So they mm-hmm. did that, except the girl was upside down. So she was like straight as an arrow, upside down, like they were holding her shoulders, and then they flung her up into the air and she flipped over perfectly straight and they caught her feet and she landed perfectly straight. Like, she was like a little popsicle stick that they flung up into the air. It was,
and it's not just one crazy girl at a time like this. It's like seven girls being caught by 14 other girls, you know?
Yeah. There's, the dance teams are big. So I don't know what small, tiny, mini, youth, large, or whatever the team names
are. It's got to just be ages, right?
It has to be, but what's like mini small? Like, I don't understand what that is. The
Wikipedia article said that they range from age 2 to adult.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
So mini small has got to be like 2-year-olds just like literally walking onto a stage, crying and walking off again. Like, I don't understand what they would do.
Yeah. I don't know. So anyway, it's really impressive. And it's,
unless the adults just throw the 2-year-olds around.
That would be
catch.
Great. Abuse. One of the other things that we found that is very interesting and definitely noteworthy is that these cheer teams appear to have their own songs written and performed for them, like highly produced original music. Like, and you could tell that it's original music because their lyrics are literally like, I'm a swoosh cat, swoosh, 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 swoosh.
Right.
Like, for serious.
Swoosh, 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 cat, 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 cat.
There were other lyrics, but we could not make them out. So that's interesting, but they're all like hardcore, high octane, like club dance numbers.
Not acid rock at all.
Not acid rock. All right. I looked at Wish You Were Here. I'm going to listen to that and see if that gives me, like, I need an angle, right? Like, I need a way into this.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Some angle that combines cheer athletics with LSD.
Well, I'm wondering, like, either from the perspective of someone who is tripping and watching this, or someone who is tripping and participating.
I mean, obviously the latter is more interesting.
Okay. Well, how about it's like the speaker of the song is a cheerleader who has taken LSD and now has to go perform. And it's like all this frenetic motion is actually in like slow-mo around him or her.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it's this kind of observational, like almost removed, you know, like bullet time, like the Matrix.
Yeah.
Just the slowest flips. Yes. While reflecting on like the nature of existence and like the feats
being
of human strength. Yeah, and being a swoosh cat.
I love it.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to go for.
Cool. I'm going to put my band together and start creating an acid rock soundscape over which to layer these lyrics that you're going to write.
I can't wait to hear what you come up with.
Same.
Yeah. All right. We will meet back here.
Great.
Great.
Lyrics?
Indeed. Indeed.
Did it go as planned?
I mean, you know, I don't ever like to have a plan when I start writing lyrics. I just like to let them.
That's comforting.
Yeah. I like to let them just kind of wash over me like a bad acid trip. And I just kind of go where they take me, you know?
Yeah. If it leads you to a place where you write a children's cartoon about a round-headed boy in the world of pointy heads, then so be it.
So be it. You just gotta, you gotta let the universe come through you. You gotta be a conduit, you know?
You're just a vessel.
Yeah, you're just a vessel. You're just a fleshy vessel for the wisdom of the universe.
Well, what wisdom do you have to impart on us, Shannon?
So I was inspired by, it seems like a lot of these songs, or maybe not a lot, or maybe this is just my impression, but, you know, talking out our asses, why it's the tainment. But it seems like a lot
so
of the
tainment.
It seems like a lot of these songs will often pick a kind of bigger or like more dramatic metaphor for something, you know, at like, you
like
know,
LSD.
like Alice falling through the looking glass is like a metaphor for a trip, or, you know, like life is like a game, or, you know, something like that. So I chose to, to have the person from whose perspective the song is written to be like tripping in the moment and like recontextualizing and reimagining what he or she is like participating in vis-a-vis cheerleading competitively.
That's a big thought.
Yeah. But it's like, you'll see exactly what I mean. Like the second I start reading, and all it is like a little verse and then a chorus that we can repeat or like do variations on, or like do a, you know, a instrumental refrain kind of thing, which seems like happens quite a bit in these songs, and then come back to the chorus or something. So here we go. The acrobat, the tumbler, they're jesters all the same. A puppet played for pleasure to the king. The court arrayed in judgment as the bard starts his refrain. Time to dance, time to fly, to flip, to sing. And then I think I got the right gravitas, you know?
I think you did.
Yeah.
I think you did. It feels very important.
Yeah. It feels very slow and important and very high.
Yeah.
So here's the chorus. A swoosh cat's made to swoosh. Yeah, that's the way it is. The long and lonely journey takes me high. A swoosh cat's made for flipping. And though we're all just kids, you'll catch me when I'm falling from the sky.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like how you worked the word high in there.
Yeah.
In a not so subtle way.
Yes, exactly.
Most of these songs did.
Yeah. So, competitive cheerleading.
It's got a swoosh.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Swoosh cat's made for flipping. So those are my lyrics. Does that work with what you have conceived thus far?
Yes. I created a very sort of slow but not melancholy, I don't think. Like slow, but it kind of fits with your lyrics in that you're sort of out of the realm of time and space as we know it, but you still have a sense of duty.
it's a bit like meditative, would you say?
It is meditative, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's contemplative too. Contemplative. I'm using some guitar effects, like sort of just like the sound of guitars ringing out with these sort of amorphous chords to kind of keep things off balance and kind of take you out of the knowing exactly where you are harmonically at the start. It's got a slow drum groove, a lot of delay or echo on the guitar once it comes in, one of those high fluty organs. And I also took the sound of the announcer saying swoosh cats from the YouTube video. And I have that in the intro echoing. And I also, later on in the song, I'm glad that I also took the audio of the moment in the song when they go swoosh, 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 so that when we get to the chorus, I can throw that on top of it.
Excellent. Excellent. Yes. great. I am very excited.
I'll probably do some vocal doubling up as well on myself.
Cool.
Not full on harmony, but just like the sound of more than one person saying the lyric, you know, sort of a chorus effect.
Yeah. Sounds good. So what should we...
Title?
Yeah, what should we call it? Here, let me send you the lyrics so you can look and help me pick out a good title. A Swoosh Cat's Made to Swoosh?
It's pretty good, but we already have a song called Shadow Cats Like a Cat.
I know.
Oh, man.
Swoosh Cats Made for Flipping? Or should it be something a little bit more...
Maybe a little more...
Like, should we pull back a little bit?
Esoteric.
Yeah.
Maybe even just, like, the acrobat, you know?
The acrobat is very serious.
It is. I mean, it sounds like the title of a French art film.
Well, I mean, it is a... I believe it's a Picasso painting, the acrobat.
Oh, okay.
I think...
Because it's a cheerleader stepping out of themselves to realize, what are we but acrobats?
What are we but acrobats? What if it's just, what are we but acrobats? I like that it's... I like the kind of like philosophical and sort of existential question of it. What are we but acrobats?
I like that too.
Because my other suggestion was going to be the court of cheerleading.
That's good too. I think we should go with "What Are We But Acrobats."
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Do you have any ideas for a acid rock band name?
Yeah, we should definitely be like Jefferson Moped or whatever you said.
Segway.
Jefferson Segway. The moped is pretty funny.
Moped's Jefferson Vespa.
Jefferson Vespa.
Or Jefferson Hoverboard.
Jefferson Hoverboard is good.
That's current.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's not current, but way to be like, well, last Christmas, Scott.
Sorry.
I think Jefferson Hoverboard is very funny.
All right. Well, here we go.
This is What Are We But Acrobats?
An acid rock song.
By Jefferson Hoverboard about cheer athletics, cheerleading conference.
By Shannon and Scott.
The acrobats, the tumbler, they're jesters all the same. A puppet played for pleasure to the king. The court arrayed in judgment as the bard starts his refrain. Time to dance. Time to fly, to flip, to sing. A swoosh cat's made to swoosh, yeah, that's the way it is. The long and lonely journey takes me high. A swoosh cat's made for flipping, and though we're all just kids, you'll catch me when I'm falling from the sky.
Chill out to that.
I did chill out to it.
You're soy chill now.
If anyone, I shouldn't say this.
What? Were you going to say if anyone takes acid and listens to this song, let us know?
Yes.
Were you really?
I wasn't going to say acid specifically, but if anyone is under the influence of a substance and listens to it, let us know.
Oh, God. Guys, don't take
I'll take
acid.
That out.
Don't take acid on our advice, especially. Josh just came in and gave me a really weird look. So I think what's next for Jefferson Hoverboard is what I want to know.
Well, clearly they'll change their musical style yet again and up to the next mode of transportation.
Which I do feel like we've regressed a bit from Starship to hoverboard, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I guess I was too literal, practical.
I mean, to be fair, you can't really get much past Starship unless you were like Jefferson teleportation device.
That's a little clunky.
Yeah, it just doesn't have the same ring as Jefferson hoverboard.
Unless you're like Jefferson fast mutant.
What? What?
Try to think of like being the Flash or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let's just thank our people.
You don't want to be Jefferson Fast Mutant with me?
No, I don't want to be Jefferson Fast Mutant. Oh, no, please call me Jefferson. Mr. Fast Mutant was my father. Like, what? Jefferson Fast Mutant.
So it sounds like a old like German philosopher.
Yeah, it does. Jefferson Fast Mutant.
Book of Nihilism written by Jefferson Fast Mutant.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, if you enjoy us, and why wouldn't you? We're so dumb. You can...
If you like acid and cheerleading, then you should subscribe to us.
Yeah, and you can also... If you don't already, you can support us on Patreon. Thank you so much to all of our amazing Patreon donors. You help
us... Thank you.
...keep the... completely hypothetical lights on over here at Song Salad Podcast Business Time Inc.
And if you donate $5 a month or more, then you have access to our exclusive bonus content.
Bontent, yes.
And bloops. And I just released some bontent and bloops from episode 84. 84 and 86, I think they were.
Yes.
On Thanksgiving. And I'll be releasing more bontent and bloops as the month goes on. And we'll also be continuing our series of Swimmy Awards.
Our expose, our behind the music of our failed children's musical about sea creatures.
Yeah, we'll keep going with that.
So you are missing out if you are not subscribed to our Bontent feed. You can find all of this information, where to follow us, how to support us, on songsaladpodcast.com. Thank you again, Autumn Clark. We need more salad spinner suggestions. So you can get at us on Twitter at SongSaladCast, or you can send us an email, songsaladpodcast@gmail.com, and let us know what you want to hear Scott and I, Scott and me? Yes.
Me. Yeah.
Me. What you want to hear Scott and me do or say or make noises of, like a hippo, like a lonely hippo. Thanks, Autumn.
Thank you, Autumn. Thank you, Boobiel and What's His Bucket.
I love What's His Bucket.
Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're
just
Jefferson
Acrobats.
Hoverboard.
Oh.
One, two, three.
Yours was good too.
Damn it, Karen, pull your weight.
That's Karen's problem, her weight.
Oh, snap.
Ooh.
Sassy cats. Oh, man.
I would want to be on the itty bitty kitties.
You'd have to be a 2-year-old.
Oh, who knows? Is it tiny mini or whatever?
Tiny.
What's your team? What's your team?
Oh, man. I would want to be. What did I really laugh a lot at? Felines, felines, because it's like we didn't even get cats in our name, and it's so just like specific and like the dictionary definition of cats.
I know. It's really
I would want to be
dumb.
On the felines, and that's a small senior co-ed group, so I think I could fit in.
Okay, so you could actually fit in.